The wind, the town's around the corner of Sunset and Alvarado. Yeah, I know, things are tough all over. When the thunderstorms start increasing over the southeast and south central portions of my apartment, I get upset. And a line of thunderstorms was developing in the early morning hours ahead of a slow-moving cold front. Cold blooded. With tornado watches issued shortly before noon Sunday for the areas including the western region of my mental health and the northern portion of my ability to deal rationally with my disconcerting, precarious emotional situation. Cold out there. Cold on a ticket taker's smile at the Ivor Theater on Saturday night. Flash flood watches cover the southern portion of my disposition. Yeah. There was no severe weather well into the afternoon, except for kind of a low and gust wind in the bedroom.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the French Connection. Bienvenue, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this Thursday edition of the French Connection. It is going to be about an hour and 50 minutes of education, as it normally is. Again, we have my webmaster coming on. Why? Because we share our research that we do, and we and Eric has done some of his own work of late on a couple of issues that he's going to bring up. We are also going to be having another visit from our chief of education and chief investigator. His name is Chris. He's going to bring more information to the table about some of the issues we've already discussed over time. There are very big indications, ladies and gentlemen, that there are things afoot in the Zionist movement. And it has to do with the Temple Mount, and it has to do with introducing someone as the Messiah, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what I'm telling you today, tonight, on this radio show, that they have selected someone and that this is going to change everything for our planet. Why? Because they have invested themselves to the tune of $200 trillion to make it so. And please do not think that I am off my rocker. I am certainly not. This is where the research has brought us. This is where my conversations with other rabbis has brought me. And this is where I know this rabbit hole leads. And if you take a look at the facts around this stuff, you will understand the same things I do. And it is not that hard to understand, ladies and gentlemen. And they are vilifying the Arab community here in Europe. Interesting to note that they can put missiles in the turban of Muhammad and turn him into a hateful murderer without any repercussions legally on anybody who did this. They placed it in the press in France, in Denmark. It was also placed in German newspapers. And by the way, all those newspapers are owned by Zionist Jewish interests. Surprise, surprise. And can you imagine putting somebody in a yarmulke, throwing nuclear bombs all over Europe and nuclear bombs all over America? And think about the outrage. You'd be arrested for anti-Semitism. The double standard is glaring and sickening. But this is all part of what we're facing and what is turning out to be the real challenge here for all of us. They have an end-time scenario in mind. They have the destruction of Christianity in their mind. They have the destruction of sovereignty of America in their mind. They have a single world government and the ultimate elimination of all the Esau Goyim on the planet. And I am not saying this from a religious perspective. Certainly, I wished what I'm saying was not believed by these people, but they do fully believe what I just told you. And they are making it happen through large sums of money, through their control of the media, through the acquiescence of many, many, many people within our government and the European governments. And they are, interestingly enough, doing this almost unopposed. Because here in the alternative media, they have their henchmen, and they have them in mass, ladies and gentlemen. They have numerous different ways to thwart and to blunt the message of truth from ever coming out. The French Connection has been one of the only places in the world where that news has been able to come out. Now, interesting that no one else links to my website, ladies and gentlemen. No one. Nobody. Nada. Just Eric and me. This is not a mistake. When you take a look around at all the malarkey out there and all the lying that's going on in this stuff, and you understand that they are part of the management of the lies. They manage the lies, these other websites, these other hosts, these other programs, these other networks. They manage it. You know, what's this guy over there? Michael Corbin. He's a manager of the spin, ladies and gentlemen. He's the bull pucky juggler over there. You know, take a look at some of the stuff coming out from this guy, and it's always about Bush and Cheney and Cheney and Bush. Look at this video from this young crypto-Zionist kid Avery here, turning everybody away from who really did it. It's Bush and Cheney and Cheney and Bush. Bush, Cheney, Cheney, and Bush. They've been set up to be patsies, ladies and gentlemen. It was intentional that the world turned and hates America today. They want the world to hate America so that when they pull their national implosion, which is quite imminent in America, they don't want any nation on earth to feel sympathy for the Americans. And so what they've done is they've done horrible torture on people, and they've publicized it. They've run our reputation worldwide so far into the ground that at this late date, America and Americans are hated wholesale, much like they did to the Germans in all the nonsense of that mess that they created over in Germany. Same people created it. Same people are doing it today. Except now they're motivated by this next phase in their messianic plan. And they've got the hundreds of trillions behind them from all the fortunes that we've noted over time to help them push it forward. And there you go. And how serious is this? Oh, it's serious. And if you think I'm ranting, boy, oh boy, you haven't done any reading, you haven't done any investigating, and my stuff can't be refuted because it is cross-referenced in several places by several sources. Now, many sites, what they do is they'll start talking about Zionism, but basically they come behind my discussion as a manager of the information. And they'll claim to be anti-Zionist crusaders, but what they're really doing is they're managing the information that I've been putting out. And they don't push the ball forward ever. What they do is they manage the information, and then they actually obfuscate and confuse the issues rather than bring more clarity to the situation. Now, it's interesting to note that even some people high up in intelligence have come to the conclusions I have, that people high up in the United Nations, third in charge, that quit, comes to the same conclusions. We've got 27-year CIA came to this conclusion. We've got heads of entire legal organizations, same conclusion, ladies and gentlemen. Daryl Bradford Smith knows what he's talking about. You need to pay attention. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with another segment, and then we're going to have Eric at the bottom of the hour. Stick with me. We got more to come on The French Connection. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. I am the witness, is the name and place to go for the news and for the information and for all of the stuff you need to know about all of what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. We've done the work. You know, read the stuff we've got up there. Listen to Ben Friedman speak. Listen to Mr. Untermeyer's speech that he gave confirming what they did to Germany. Listen to Mr. Myron Fagan's work. Those are just the old guys doing some work. We got some new stuff out here, too. We know what's happening. We've known what's happening. And it's time now, as they try to press forward with this next phase of their murderous conspiracy, they're going to murder the Iranians. It's all a lie, ladies and gentlemen. It is a lie. It's a fabrication. It is beyond anything that a rational, caring, sentient human being should be able to allow to happen. And I want people to stand up and stop it. It's being done for Zionist domination of our planet. And when they get this phase done, they're going to go on to get this next thing that I just discussed with you. Now, the facts are very clear to anybody who investigates it. Are we going to let it happen is the question. And I've asked you to bring people to this broadcast. I know that you have been. I know I see some increases in the numbers. But it is a very, very meager number of people. I don't want the crop circle people. I don't want them. They would do more damage to me standing side by side with me than they would help. It's kind of like standing beside a retard with a gun while you're trying to fight a battle with a savvy enemy. The guy beside you with that gun might hurt you more than your enemy would. So I don't want that. I need intelligent, qualitative and well informed people who are rational about this information. Take a look at the cited work. Listen to what's been shared. Check on it. Go to a library. Go to your internet. Go and make sure you know that what I have brought to the table has been vetted and has been codified and looked into and checked over. And once you're able to understand just how dire and how serious and how monumentally dangerous that this all is for all of us, then what you're going to have to do then is either take an action or dig a hole and crawl inside. Those are our two choices. And trust me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not the kind of guy that digs holes and crawls in. Because you know what? I would rather fight and die than to have them come and kill me. And that's the plain truth of it. And if you don't think this stuff is turning out to be that, look at our economy. Look at the price of gold. Look at the housing market. Look at the savings rate. Look at the exodus of companies in America. Look at what they're doing in our government. Look at the number of rabbis in the administration. Look at 9/11. Look at Oklahoma City. Look at what they've done with our military. Look at the depleted uranium. Where do we need to go with this? What do you want to do with this? How far, how long, how much torture, how many people do they have to string up and put electricity on their gonads and send them around in rendition planes and get the acquiescence of governments around the world to do horrible things to human beings that did nothing to them? When does it stop? When do you say, okay, that is enough for me now? Well, I said that a while ago, and I've been trying to get people to say it along with me. We need to rise up. This septic tank of a human being called George W. Bush, he's only a puppet. He's a sick, he's imbued with mental illness that it goes beyond anything I have ever seen in a television broadcast. This guy is mentally ill to a point of fear, of frightfulness. Ray McGovern used the thing beyond the pale, meaning be around the bend. Well, you know, old Georgie boy, the madness of King George. Well, again, part of the plan, ladies and gentlemen. And shame on you fundamental Christians across the country for being buffaloed into thinking this stuff is beneficial to the Christians. They've destroyed Christianity. Wake up and smell the coffee. You guys have been duped. Shame on you all. Shame, shame, shame on every one of you. You have a responsibility to yourself and your family and your future and this great experiment called America, this constitutional republic that had wonderful and insightful and incredible guarantees that we have just whittled away generation after generation until we are in a pit. And we've allowed these people to slip in under the curtain and do horrible things to us. When are you going to say enough is enough and to begin the battle back against them? Stop sitting in your house listening to these broadcasts and do something. Make sure that you can bring 10 people to this broadcast, 100 people to this message, 1,000. You're the opinion makers. I know the people that listen to this broadcast make the opinions. They form, they formulate, they foment the news, the informations. And how are we going to do these things if you do not? I am begging you as a fellow human being. Do not let us all down. Don't let me down. Don't let my children and my children's children down. Because what they've got planned for us, as you will hear tonight, is something worse than a fate of death. And Christians across the country need to wake up to just how badly their pastors have lied them into a corner. Shame on you all. Yeah, that's all I can say. You know, everybody coddles and tries to kiss up to them. They've sold us out, the Christian right, the Zionist Christian movement. Been a horrible, horrible, horrible plague on our nation and on our world, and you have been helpful in bringing this about. And I can't imagine that you can sit there and not wake up to these realities. It is time to stand up and look rationally at what these people are doing. Learn what the Zohar says. You are not equals to these people. They don't have any kind of qualitative idea. And by the way, this end time stuff that you think's planned, you're not even reading the scriptures correctly, guys. Because that's not what it says. You don't get teleported up in some beam. It's not going to happen. What's going to happen is you're going to probably starve yourselves to death in a nasty implosion in the United States, or in some camp, or by some disease, or live without freedom and liberty, which to me is like living dead. And I would rather be dead than to live without my freedom. For what is a human being if he's not free? He's half human. He's subhuman without freedom. And this is exactly what they want us to become. We can't let it happen, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let it happen. We'll be right back with Eric Hufschmid. Bradford Smith is my name. You're listening to The French Connection, and I am the witness. That's what I do. It's who I am, and this radio program is called The French Connection Live and Direct. It's 10:32 here where I'm at in central France with a wintry weather outside. And, you know, the work I've been doing for the last 4 or 5 months has been principally with my guest. And I told you he's my webmaster. He's my friend. He is my research partner and co-writer, just everything. We've just put together quite a package of information. It's astonishing because we were able to dig out with our two computers and our two determined spirits to dig these people's plan out, verify it, codify it, look at it, understand it, and now it's being laid out before you. And we got the proof, and I'm telling you, I have the evidence and the proof, and we're going to bring some extra evidence on today with a friend, Christopher, in a couple of minutes. But, Eric, nice to have you on the show again.
Well, it's great to be here, Daryl.
Well, without you, buddy, there wouldn't be a show.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's amazing how much the two of us can do just by ourselves. See, this is what's also shocking is where are the 100 million adults in this country and then the tens of millions in Europe?
Yeah.
This is what shocks. When you consider what two people can do sitting in their house, how you can see, it's so obvious. Thing. Some of the stuff is so obvious. Like the Israeli connection to 9/11, I mean, we have so many of these self-appointed 9/11 researchers. All they do is tell you it's Bush, it's Cheney, maybe they'll blame the City of London. I mean, what is wrong? People have to take a look at this evidence, and then you'll realize they're lying to you.
Well, what they're doing, Eric, I figured out, is when we push the ball forward, they come in behind us to try to manage what manage the information we've put out. So you'll see people starting to talk about Zionism now, but they're not trying to get the message about Zionism out. What they're trying to do is manage what we've put out there.
Well, also to take the attention to them, away from us and to them. See, that's what they'll do with books and videos also. When someone comes out with a book that is intelligent and helps to expose something, you know, they'll come out with 10 other ones or so and try to bury it. And so that they are always in control. This is the thing about if you want to get away with crime, you've got to be the investigator. You have to be the one who exposes it because then you're in total control.
And well, this is exactly what Scott Muffcocker there did over at Wing TV with his investigation of 9/11. Sloppy, unintelligible, and just retread information that he used. And it was basically a very weak portrayal of what happened on 9/11.
Oh, well, yeah, that, and there's a lot of these sites. You know, that's just one of many. There's most of these people, the Wayne Madsens, the Webster Tarpleys, you know, they put out a few facts, which confuses people because it looks honest. You know, people will look at it and think, wow, this is intelligent. Gerard Holmgren does the same thing. But then they're mixing it with junk, and plus, even if what they're saying is true, they are still in control. It still gives them the attention. It's still, they are in control, and so if this thing ever does break open totally, they are in the role of dealing with it. They get to decide how their friends in the criminal network get to be, you know, what to do with this whole situation. They're still in control regardless. You know, it's like when the Rothschilds, when they say they bet on both sides of the war with Napoleon, they win no matter what happens in that war. And that's the true with this criminal network. If they're on both sides of it, if they're both doing it and they're investigators, the group as a whole wins. There may be some individuals that are sacrificed, you know, like George Bush or maybe a few others, but the group as a whole wins because they're always in control. They're always there. They're, no matter what happens, no matter how much gets exposed, they are still there.
Well, I mean, let's take a look at the video that just came out that purports to be the definitive work here on 9/11, and it is just a weak, and weak is not the right word. It's a deception, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's been around for maybe months now. They had a Loose Change 1 and a Loose Change 2, and I never really said anything about it because, you know, if I criticize that, I have to listen to this. Oh, you're just jealous. But, I mean, people have to take a serious look at this. This came after mine. You would expect it to be better. It should have more information. And it does have a couple video clips that, you know, other people don't have. It does have a couple things that did come out afterwards. But is it really better? You know, it's just a collection of some of other people's video and newspaper articles and websites. But what the primary message is on both Loose Change 1 and Loose Change 2, especially number 2, the primary message is it's all the Bush administration. Loose Change 2 even starts off with the Northwoods document implying, boy, this military, this U.S. military, they're terrible people. Look at what they wanted to do in 1962. And then at the end of it, near the end of it, he's even saying, are you angry yet? He's saying stuff like this, like blaming it on Bush, blaming it on maybe the CIA, the military. There's no hint that there's other people involved. They will mention that Larry Silverstein made some money, but they're not implying that there's any real connection here. And see, what it is it's deception. It's getting people to be angry at Bush and the military and the CIA. Meanwhile, look at who they promote. They're promoting Carl Schwartz. And he's treated as he's some sort of 9/11 investigator.
He's Walter Mitty II.
Yeah, and then if you look at the end, they have at the credits, they tell you what websites go to. Well, look at the first one, Plague Puppy. Jim, this is the guy that, if you go to his site, theplaguepuppy.net, you can read about square clouds and, you know, octagons and hurricanes and, you know, all kinds of idiotic things. You go to 911research.wtc7, that's the Jim Hoffman one where you learn about Mazers taking down the World Trade Centers. You just don't get anything. And their new Loose Change, too, it's the same sort of thing. You know, they're even giving thanks at the end of it to Deborah Simon. Now, is this the Deborah Simon that was part of Carl Schwartz's campaign and the Deborah Simon that helped Phil Jahan? And
the Deborah Simon that was working with John Kaminsky?
or whatever the relationship is, people have to start asking themselves, what is going on here with this? Why are so many sites pushing this? And why are they pushing away from Israel? It's always the same thing. Webster Tarpley, Loose Change, Wayne Madsen, Gerard Holmgren. I mean, just go down the list. Every single one of them pushing you away from the Israeli connection. And it's so obvious. An idiot can see it.
Did you know that all those people herald from the same religious group?
I don't know. They do.
Yeah, I'm telling you they do.
Yeah, it's quite possible. See, this is the other thing. Oh, that brings up another point that's very important. You know, when I criticize somebody, or when I say to people that, you know, you stop trusting these people, like stop trusting Tarpley and Madsen, they always say, don't criticize because that's going to divide the movement. But I'll bring this up in the next issue. This is very important to understand.
Well, we got more to come, ladies and gentlemen. You tune into this stuff because we punch hard when we punch.
Scotch and soda. But in your eyes.
And ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We're back with my guest, Eric Hupschmidt, my webmaster friend, companion in this battle here. You know, I wouldn't want anybody other than people like Eric to start looking at these issues, because when Eric looks at them, I got to tell you, they just, you know, the lies peel away, ladies and gentlemen. They really do. This guy has a way. He's got a Socratic way of examining things. And Eric, you're to be applauded for your efforts and getting these facts out. What were you saying about?
When we complain, whenever I complain, I'm sure you get the same thing. Whenever you complain about, you know, the disinformation, you get these accusations that we're dividing the movement or we're causing fights.
What do you mean, like from Judy Andreas today?
Her
repeated emails today?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's another one. I think you ought to mention that. I know it's – see, that's another thing. People will say, oh, you shouldn't talk about what she says to you in private. But here's the way I look at it. You know, the people who are trying to influence this world, they're in a sense in a leadership position. They're influential. They're not ordinary private citizens. And I would say, in my opinion, we have a right to know who these people are. They are influencing our lives. They're influencing our future. They're influencing our economy. I say we have a right to know who these people are, who their friends are, where their finances are coming from. And I would go even farther and say we have a responsibility to ensure that the people in leadership positions are respectable, free of blackmail, honest, and that they can actually do their jobs properly. And I don't think there's anything wrong with looking critically at people who are trying to influence our future. I say we should be doing it. This is a responsibility of a citizen to see who are these people trying to influence us. We shouldn't be bowing to them. We shouldn't be so afraid of these people that we're, don't say anything. Don't criticize them. We should be saying, who are they?
Eric, but, you know, you can ask this question, too. I mean, people who are honest about their foibles in their life are not subject to blackmail.
Right. That's another thing. It's a lot of what some of these people are being blackmailed for, it's not even a problem normally. Like when they say George Stephanopoulos is being blackmailed over his homosexuality, I don't know if it's true, but it's not the homosexuality that's the problem. It's the blackmail. And this is what we should be looking into. Are these people being blackmailed? We have every right to know this. And people will say, but it's his personal life. It isn't his personal life. It's blackmail and if it's manipulating us. It's our responsibility to then look at these people. They're influencing our lives. Stephanopoulos is influencing our lives indirectly and directly because he's influencing what people know about the world. And if he's being blackmailed, his personal life and the blackmail is our – we have a responsibility to know what it is. And the same with Judy Andreas. What is she contacting you for? I mean, it's no longer personal. She's not this ordinary citizen. What she does – what she says to you, she's elevating herself to being an influential – she's in an influential position now. She's trying to control you, the world. We have every right to ask, who is this woman? And who
Worse than that, I mean, Come on, Eric. You know, look, I know what's going on. You do. You know what's going on. You know the nest. We threw a bomb in the nest and watched the rats run. And this was just one of the rats, man.
Well, yeah, and that's why I say to people, don't cower, I guess would be the word. You grow a backbone. We have every right to know who these so-called truth seekers are. Don't be thinking that it's causing fights. It's not causing fights. It's cleaning the leadership of this nation out of its criminals when we do this. Stand up to these people and ask who they are. We need to do this with everybody, the military, the media, the government, the school system. Who's in control of our school system? Who comes up with these ridiculous courses? Students not even learning any skills. They spend 14 years in school and they don't even know how to function in society. We have every right to ask who these people are and who their friends are.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you, Eric, you know, the way things are panning out here, you know, we've been able to dig out the truth. Well, I know what it is. I mean, it was evident early on that we were on to the right track, and then it all just fell in front of us like, my goodness, it's not the Black Pope. There are no Catholics in George Bush's administration. There are no Catholic priests in his administration. There are no reverends in there. It's full of Zionists, and it's full of rabbis. And come on, guys. You can't add two numbers together?
Well,
this is not rocket science, for goodness sakes.
You know, that's another thing. Look at the media. Somebody just asked me the other day. He was a fireman. He says five of his friends are dead now from the 9/11 attack. And he was thinking, well, who would do that? Why? He's thinking it's money. He's like, well, who's making money from this? And I'm telling him, look, it was not for money. There may have been individuals that made money from this. Individuals like Larry Silverstein may have made money, or some individuals who are betting on the stock market. But overall, they spent a fortune on that thing. The media companies, for example, when this attack happened, they were going without commercial interruption day after day. They were spending their money to broadcast this propaganda. And they are still, to this day, broadcasting propaganda. There's special documentaries, if you want to call them that, coming out on the Arts and Entertainment Channel right now about Flight 93. They're spending a lot of money to do this. They're not making money. Now, they may indirectly make money from the war or from other things, but this is costing them money, not just to do it, but to cover it up. It's not money. It's for Zionism, control of this planet.
This is about world domination, ladies and gentlemen. It has been about world domination from the beginning, and the plan stretches back decades and decades. When we return, ladies and gentlemen, we've got more from Eric, and then we're going to have Christopher on in the second hour, so don't you go anywhere. We've got more to come on The French Connection. And we're back. That's where we are. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We've got another short segment here, and then the top of the hour break. Eric, I want to. You said you read some articles today, four of them, a series. Kind of attention peaked here.
Well, yeah. Now we got there's articles now coming out about how some illegal weapons sold to Iran in Iraq from London and Washington. See, here again, we're getting the same propaganda, and you have to wonder where is Szymanski getting this information? He's writing it on his site, and, you know, he's a reporter, so somebody is probably giving it to him. The question is, who is giving this? Because if you look through this material, like four parts of it already, there's four different articles from four different days. He's just did part four. Where is this stuff coming from? What it's doing is it's implying that somehow Washington and London, no names, you know, just Washington and London, are supplying Iran and Iraq with weapons. It's kind of a vague, nebulous type article. It's typical of the propaganda where you read it and you're like, well, what's actually being said? You don't really get a good, clear understanding of a topic, but you do get that Washington's bad and London's
bad. Well, is this the guy that wrote the 8-foot aliens that could run at 60 miles an hour?
Yeah, and you have to wonder where that one came from, too.
Well, what was that about?
one of the things you're going to see is a lot of the people who put out this stuff are also putting out the alien stuff. I mean, this is another connection. People need to make this connection. You know, why do you think it is that these things are so mixed in there together.
Well, what was this particular story you alluded to me? You told me a story.
About the apex aliens?
I don't know the details. Yeah, the...
Well, they live like 800 years. They can run 40 miles an hour. They call them the tall whites. There's some other sites that have other aliens or the grays, and I don't know how many different colors or fruit flavors these things come in, but it's just shocking. It's shocking that people believe this stuff. But
well, it's the same writer? I mean, what kind of journalistic standards are there?
There are none. They're different writers, but...
No, but the one that were the 8-foot, 40-mile-an-hour one.
Well, that was... Yeah, that was a Greg Szymanski, but he's got... Yeah, four parts. He only did the aliens once, fortunately. But now he's got four parts to this one. What somebody needs to ask him is, where did this come from? Who feeds him this information? Because, you know, these people, the information, the source of the information is going to lead you to this network, this criminal network. It's nonsense what they're coming out with. It's total nonsense. And the alien stuff, you know, it's not a discussion of life on other planets. It's deception because they're saying they're already here. How do they know they live 800 years? This is not a discussion that can be described as intelligent. This can only be described as a swindle, a con job.
You know, the fact that there is a possibility, Eric, that there, with the billions of stars out there, that there is life on one of the billions of stars, we all have to agree with that. But the fact is, what you're saying then is that that's not where they stop. They start talking about, you know, what they eat for dinner and where they go on their vacations and what
right.
kind of jobs they do while they're living on the aliens from other worlds are living on the Earth. And I mean, how they live underground. I mean, in other words, what you're saying is they don't just talk about the possibility of aliens being in our universe. They talk about, you know, alien makeovers and stuff.
Yeah, they're talking as if they know them. They've talked to them. They are here. And this is when it crosses the line from intelligent discussion to con job. These people should be considered part of the criminal network, the ones who are spreading this nonsense.
There you go. Well, when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we got to break the top of the hour. And then when we're done with that, we got Eric back and we got Chris coming on.